to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
So before we dive in, let's take a breath together. Because what we're really talking about this morning is this seemingly insurmountable conundrum of being in human form and embodying our spiritual essence. Maybe it's just me, but that oftentimes, truthfully more than not, feels like my own personal battleground. That this dance with the infinite in condition is so easy to default to focusing on condition as having its own power. It's so easy to get stuck in this idea, in this experience of standing stones, this immovable object that we experience as life in this physical realm. And yet, our teachings invite us to know that there is something beyond what we experience that is available to us to experience that will completely not only shift our experience of this physical realm, but that will indeed shift the physical realm. And so I want to start with a quote from the Science of Mind text. It's on page 417, paragraph 2. To assert our individuality is to rise above the law of averages into the more highly specialized use of law, which brings freedom rather than bondage, joy in the place of grief, and wholeness instead of sickness. We cannot do this unless we are first willing to judge not according to appearances. In this judging not according to appearances, we are impressing law with a new idea of ourselves, a less limited idea, and we are learning to think independently of any existing circumstance. This is what is meant by entering the absolute. And I'm very conscious of his use of a less limited. And I think perhaps our greatest standing stone is this thing of language and meaning that we have attributed to language, inclusive of history, inclusive even of how we use language in our teachings. Because when we fail to recognize that even our language limits us, we distort the very teachings that we are attempting to live. In the Science of Mind study group, the 1926 study group this past week, we really wrestled with Ernest Holmes' statement that humans, as it's stated exactly in the text, man never creates. He discovers and uses. Wait, what? Right? Because in our teaching, we talk about being creative. And the spiritual us is creative. The human us creates nothing. We didn't create electricity in this human realm. We discovered it and we use it. It already existed. Consciousness created it. We didn't create love. We discover it and we use it. And I think it's incumbent upon us to continuously bring ourselves back to that awareness, to that understanding. I often hear us misuse this idea of creation, especially when something goes what we deem badly in this human realm. I watch us do it with ourselves. I have done it with myself. I watch us do it with each other. That what's in your consciousness that created that? Well, consciousness creates. I think more accurately would be to question, how did my use of consciousness participate in the creation of this? Because there's one consciousness. Every human form, every form period, really, is that one consciousness experiencing itself, involving itself, manifesting itself in form. Form is always changing. And yet the consciousness that is knowing itself as form is changeless. And again, our brains go, wait, what? Right. And so if we can just wrap ourselves around that, we may perhaps on some level always experience this as a bit of a conundrum in this earthly realm, then we can begin to get okay with it. That we can begin to understand our human participation is in the realm of awareness. It is the realm of intention. It is the realm of using consciousness as best we can in alignment with what is alive in the center of our being, with life itself. And how the heck do we do that when we are so surrounded by condition? How do we do that? It becomes a challenge. And I say becomes a challenge as if it hasn't always been a challenge. I think it becomes a challenge the minute we're born into it. And if we could somehow take ourselves back to that curiosity of infancy, to that place within us that was unconditioned awe, if you will, that had no fear because it had no conditioning to be fearful of, that was just intrigued by everything. And to lean into that as a way to explore these concepts, to, as Joseph Campbell says, we must be willing to get rid of the life we've planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. Are we brave enough? Do we have enough belief, enough faith in consciousness, in its existence, in its creative power, to surrender our human plans and release into that unknownness with absolute assurance that it is evolving itself as our life, that nothing in that could possibly go sideways, and that perhaps what drives us sideways is our human agenda, the plans, if you will. And yet, in this human realm, we kind of need to make plans in order to navigate the human realm. And so it's a constant push me, pull me. And then there are other people in our lives, because we don't do this in a vacuum. And all too often we slip into this thinking, this silliness, really, that if you would just get your life together, my life would be just fine. Right? It happens because we've identified with the condition that is showing up as the other person. And we've separated ourselves from having a participation in that. And then we go about this idea of trying to move the standing stone, trying to change other people, when the thing that we get to change is us. We get to align our human use of consciousness with consciousness itself. And when we do that, law of attraction takes care of other people. Howard Thurman says it this way in The Inward Journey. And I'm reading this paraphrased as we rather than man. We must be deeply convinced that the contradictions of life which we encounter are not final, that the radical tension between good and evil as we see it and feel it do not have the last word about the meaning of life or the nature of existence, that there is a spirit in us and in the world working always against the thing that destroys and cuts down. Thus, we live wisely and courageously our little life, and those who see the sunlight in our face will drop their tools and follow us. What a beautiful description of the law of attraction in action. That the change that I want, I must become. I believe it was Gandhi that offered us that. And so rather than being stuck trying to move the outward condition, the standing stones, we shift inward and we move the thing that we can move, which is our own thinking, our own use of consciousness. And continuing with Howard Thurman in The Inward Journey, we may not be able to stop and undo the hard old wrongs of the great world outside, but through you and me, no evil shall come either in the unknown where you are going or in this imperfect and haunted dimension of awareness through which I move. Thus, between us, we shall cancel all private and personal evil. Thus, arrest private and personal consequences to blind action and reaction. Thus, prevent specifically the general incomprehension and misunderstanding, hatred, and revenge of our time from spreading further. Are we willing to be the change, to stop railing against the standing stone, to stop demanding that what is outside of us changes while refusing to change what is inside of us. I find that to be a double standard, and I have found it to be grossly inadequate. That when I, the individualized I, am willing to take ownership of how I have used consciousness, when I am willing to surrender the idea that I, the little I, the human I, creates, and stand in the creative power within me, in alignment with the creative power within me, I change first. And when I change, how I show up changes. And when how I show up changes, the circumstances in my life change. And when the circumstances in my life change, the circumstances in my circle of life change. And as those change, community changes. And as community changes, towns change, and states change, and countries change, and humanity changes. Perhaps we have it backwards, thinking that if the world will change, then I will change. Perhaps, as much as we talk about, it's not all about you, perhaps it really is all about us, the individualized us, and understanding and then embracing and then embodying the power that we each have as individualized physical expressions of the infinite. Consciousness becomes the thing it creates. We are created out of it, by it, to be it. I believe the only real question is, are we willing to become it? Let's take this into prayer. And so I allow myself in this moment of this human experience that I call now, to drop into the deepest awareness available to me, that there is only one infinite, ever-present magnificence, consciousness itself, the singular creative power of the universe. I recognize that I am that in form. And being one, what is true of me must be true of all. And so I allow the human me to know, to deeply know, to understand, to embrace, to embody that all life is creation in form, that life creates. And so I honor all creation. And I hold the only accountability available to me as precious, the use of consciousness that I, the individualized I, the individualized expression of divinity, am using. And I commit myself with each new breath to an awareness of being in alignment to the best of my ability in this human walk, to live, breathe, move in alignment with the creative essence within me. Knowing that as I do, creation creates. This brings me to gratitude. It fills every cell of my human being with awe and wonder and joy. It relieves the pressure of doing. And I sit in the awe of being. Grateful to know this is how it works. This is how it is that it's already done. The struggle has ended. There is no stone to move. And so I let go. I release. And I let creation create. I invite you to join me as we anchor by saying together, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.